to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Sitting in for John Stedmiller, I am Hisham Tilawi. For those of you who had heard my broadcast before, I normally have a broadcast on RBN on Saturdays from 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 6 p.m. So for those of you who never heard of me, my name is Hisham Tilawi. I do have a TV show. It's called Current Issues TV. It broadcasts normally on Cox Cable, amongst other stations around the country, and around the world on Amazon's satellite. We are also on the broadband. You can see us on the internet at currentissues.tv. And today there's a lot of things that we need to talk about. Amongst them, what is going on in the Middle East. Normally, Current Issues TV, we tackle issues that has to do with the war in Iraq, which it looks like a lot of people are jumping in, wanting to close that chapter. I don't know how successful they will be, and which way this war will go. Of course, almost everybody now understands that we very much lost that war, and the only thing we can do is come back. But is that going to be the end of it? I don't know. Well, in Egypt today, there was a meeting about Iraq in Sharm el-Sheikh, where Condoleezza Rice has also participated. She was supposed to meet with the Syrian foreign secretary or foreign minister. She did meet with him. And she was supposed to also meet with Muttaqi. He's the Iranian foreign minister. She did meet with the Syrian guy, and of course the Democrats kind of jumped all over her for meeting with the Syrian, especially that the White House, just 2-3 weeks ago, they jumped over Nancy Pelosi for going to Syria and meeting the president of that country. As you know, Syria is on our list of countries that are supporting terrorism, and we are supposed to be on a war on terrorism. Of course, I really have no idea what that is, and how can you have a war on an idea, which is terrorism? But she did not meet with the Iranian foreign minister because, well, the Iranian side is saying that when he went into, it was supposed to be, they were supposed to be sitting at the same dinner table. And the Iranian guy went in there and left in a hurry. But we'll tell you about that when we come back from the break. And we'll talk about other stuff, and of course we welcome your phone calls. We'll be right back.
K Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the National Intel Report. Sitting in for John Stadtmiller, I am Hisham Tilawi. I was talking about the meeting in Sharm el Sheikh, Egypt, and it was yesterday. And what happened in that meeting, it was supposed to be a meeting for Iraq, a meeting trying to figure out exactly how we can solve the problem in Iraq, or how they can solve the problem in Iraq. A meeting that was in Egypt, and few of the countries surrounding Iraq, they attended, and to figure out how exactly we can solve the problem for the Iraqis and the Americans now that we find ourselves stuck deep in the mud and we can't get out. It's like I fell and I can't get up. And in this meeting, of course, Condoleezza Rice, she met over lunch. Well, she did not meet over lunch, but she talked over lunch with the Iranian foreign minister. And there was supposed to be another talk between them at dinner, but the Iranian foreign ambassador left because he felt that the lady who was playing the violin, a Russian violin player, he did not like the way she was dressed up. He said it was not decent enough. So he left. That's the reason he gave of why he's leaving that dinner. And, of course, no talk with Condoleezza Rice as a result. And the Americans saying that, well, the Iranians came in and checked out the seatings, and when they saw that Condoleezza Rice was going to be sitting directly across from the Iranian foreign minister, that was the reason. So I don't really know if that was the reason, or the reason was just this guy thought this woman was not dressed up decent. And, you know, the White House, you know, it could be true. I mean, you have to understand he's a Muslim and he's probably, a religious person. And, maybe part of our big dilemma there in Iraq is we did not understand the culture, the Muslim culture in Iraq and, in the Muslim world. And it could be that this guy walked in and saw a Russian, violin player. I don't know. I wasn't there, so I can't say how she was dressed up, but he felt that it was not appropriate and left. But, you know, it's interesting of what we're doing now. 3 weeks ago or last month, Nancy Pelosi went to Syria and met with the Syrian ambassador, and now Rice. And of course, you know, the White House said that she should not have met with the Syrian president, talking about Nancy Pelosi. But yet yesterday, our Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, met with the Syrian foreign minister. And interesting in her comment when she heard about the Democrats kind of jumping all over her for it, she said that was before, speaking of that we should not be talking to the Syrians. So definitely something is changing in our policy towards Syria. Maybe we are thinking that Syria could help us get out of Iraq easily. Hillary Clinton is proposing to revoke the Authorization Act that was given to the president back in October of 2001 to actually go to war. That was the authorization that everybody was on board for. And, well, the president said he was going to veto the bill. Well, he did veto it, not going to veto it. He did veto it a few days ago, the bill to limit military spending or limit the budget for the war. So instead of rerunning that same bill again and sending it to the president, who would have no other way but to sign, that's how it works. You send the bill, Congress sends a bill to the president, he veto it. It could go back to the House. They can vote on it again and send it back to the president, and he does not have any other choice but to sign it into law. And so that's one way to do it. Another way, Hillary Clinton thinking that we can just revoke the Authorization Act, the War Authorization Act that was given to the president to start with, to start this war. I don't know how you think about it, but I'll tell you what, my opinion is these people we have in Washington think we're either idiots, stupid, or sleep. And I think probably the sleep part or option would probably be what they're thinking, because apparently they feel that the American public is not really politically inclined to understand what is going on. Now, these same Democrats who were all gung-ho about going to war against Iraq and against Saddam Hussein, and they were on TV 24 hours a day, just like their Republicans' counterpart, in drumming up the or beating the drums of war against Iraq and against Saddam Hussein. Now they want to use it for their own political purposes so they can get into the White House. Now they're saying pull the troops, which is probably what George Bush wants to do in the first place. So I think he's probably more for pulling the troops back than anyone else, because it has been a disaster in Iraq. One thing interesting with Hillary Clinton, she said that she voted for it because the intelligence she had was that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction and we had to go and get him. Even though that Saddam never was a threat to the United States. So we don't always go and get someone just because they have weapons of mass destruction. A lot of people have weapons of mass destruction, and we did not see us going there and trying to get it from them or destroy it. But in the case of Iraq, of course, I can't see, ladies and gentlemen, how, with as much money as we spend on the CIA and as many agents as we have, I can't see that we really thought that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. But Hillary Clinton saying that that was, of course, the president said that was the intelligence he had, and you all heard about George Tenet, who just wrote a book about his days at the CIA. And you all remember him sitting behind Colin Powell at the United Nations Security Council when Colin Powell said that we are giving you facts based on solid intelligence report. And George Tenet was sitting right behind him. And if you remember the well-publicized phrase of slam dunk that George Tenet was supposed to have mentioned in a meeting, and Dick Cheney took it to the airwaves and said that the director of the CIA, George Tenet, has said that it's a slam dunk on finding weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. But of course, in his Kiss and Tell book that came out on April 30th, George Tenet said, no, that's not what I was saying. I was responding to the president when he said, can we sell this to the American people, talking about selling the war against Iraq based on weapons of mass destruction to the American people. That's the explanation that George Tenet gave, that he did not say that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and it was a slam dunk that we will find weapons of mass destruction, but he said that responding to the president, who was wondering if weapons of mass destruction was the main point to use to convince the American people. And this guy, George Tenet, said that it was a slam dunk. You know, that's very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. This man, if he's now saying that he did not say slam dunk on weapons of mass destruction, and we know there were no weapons of mass destruction, and I guarantee you they knew there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. How could a country that lost 500,000 children due to lack of medicine and malnutrition actually be a threat to the United States? We'll continue with this and your phone calls. You can call us at 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, who are listening to the National Intel Report. My name is Hisham Tilawi, and I'm sitting in for the big boss, John Stadmiller. I was talking about George Tenet and his book and what he said. So he said that he was not saying it was a slam dunk that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but he was saying that it was slam dunk that we will convince the American people to support the war on Iraq based on the weapons of mass destruction that most people around the president seem to agree on, that it would be the obvious choice of reasonings. Well, that to me is even worse than saying there were weapons of mass destruction. I think he could have just said, look, I thought there were weapons of mass destruction in there. The reports we had, it said that he did have it. We were wrong, and just leave it at that. But no, now he is saying that he was saying slam dunk, that yes, we can convince the American people. So our director of intelligence, well, he was not Now we have another guy called Director of Intelligence, but our director of the CIA was involved in a conspiracy against the American people. He was promoting and marketing a war that he knew beforehand was based on false information, false intelligence. Since when the CIA was to be a marketer of war against other countries? The CIA's job is to gather intelligence, gather information, and give the president the proper information, the right information, so the president can make a decision based on the right information, not the wrong information. And even after we knew it was wrong information, we said, yes, we can convince the American people to support the war. And yes, they were right, because the majority of the American people supported the war against Iraq, because they told us he was a dictator who killed his own people. They told us that we don't want to wait until we see a mushroom cloud over American cities. They told us that he had weapons of mass destruction. They told us he was in cahoot with bin Laden to kill Americans. And of course, none of this turned out to be true. So what do we do now? We are at a war that we definitely lost. It's gone. But is that it? Is that the end of it? If we bring the troops back, is that going to be the end of it? Why did we go to war in the first place? If they knew that the intelligence they had was not right, and they knew that, believe me, we have the Congressional Intelligence Committee, and we spend a lot of money on intelligence. We knew exactly who Saddam Hussein was. We knew exactly how much weapons he had. The inspectors were there. For 12 years, United Nations sanctions enforced by the United States and Great Britain did not allow anything to go into Iraq that could be used in military situation. We did not allow anything to go in except food and medicine. That's it for 12 years. So we knew exactly what Saddam had, and we knew exactly what he could do. He was never a threat. So we were dragged into a war by who? We used to be a superpower in the world before we went to war against Iraq. We were the greatest power. We were the supreme power in the United States. But a lot of people in the world did not like it. The Europeans did not like it. Who trapped us? Who trapped us into going to war against Iraq? And it was not Iraq, the country, that they really wanted to bring down. It was the United States, that the country they wanted to bring down. Who and why? That's the question that the American people need to ask. Because definitely what the war had done to us, it took us, number one, we lost over 200 years of good reputation in the world. We did. We lost that. We lost money big time. We spent our savings and our children's savings and our children's children's savings. Economically, we will never be the same again, ever. It's going to take us forever just to pay for this war that we have no clue why we went there for. If anyone would like to weigh in on this, be my guest. The number is 800-313-9443. So, I'll tell you what. Looks like we...
Because you can handle the truth.
All right, we will be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Sitting in for John Stedmiller, I am Hisham Tilawi. You can also... see us on the internet at currentissues.tv. We broadcast live. You can go to www.currentissues.tv. And every Tuesday evening, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Central Time. We have a bunch of people waiting to talk, so I probably struck a nerve out there. Let's go to Daniel in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
According to Tennant in his book, Cheney ordered or initiated NSA wiretaps without FISA-issued court warrants, which I believe is clearly unconstitutional. Has Tennant in his book revealed the smoking gun which Democrats have needed to demand the impeachment of Cheney?
Well, that is true. But also... Tenet should be tried as a war criminal too. There is enough out there, and we did not need that smoking gun. they were smoking nuclear bombs, not just a smoking gun, to impeach and indict all these people. So Tenet is a little bit too late with his book. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, it helps, right? It aids the.
If we have enough people who will seek indictment, and it would help if we have enough people who will not play politics, because these same Democrats who want to impeach Cheney and Bush, they're in the same boat. I do not differentiate between the two when it comes to the war in Iraq. Period.
You don't think if the president was anybody other than Bush that we would have invaded Iraq, do you?
I'm sorry, what?
If anybody else had become president other than Bush, we certainly wouldn't have invaded Iraq, right?
That's a good question. The answer to that is, if Bush was acting on his own behalf, then the answer would be probably not. But if Bush was acting on the behalf of his handlers, who made sure that he is in that office for that purpose, because if you really look at it, we have not done anything with the Bush administration except go to war in the Middle East. That's it. We did not work on domestic issues. We did not work on trade issues. We just let everything go. Whoever was handling Bush and whoever put these people in power, that's the one. And if there was not Bush, I really think we would have attacked and went to the Middle East, because it's much bigger than Bush. It was not just Bush. Bush is not that smart to really think we need to go to war here or go to war there. Bush was the guy holding the pen to sign. That's about it. It's his handlers.
Well, would you agree with Ray McGovern, a former CIA analyst?
I know Ray.
Yeah, he says the reason for the war is oil, the defense of Israel, and foreign basing of our military into the oil fields of the Middle East.
Yeah, well, I disagree with Ray on that part, that it was about oil, but I agree with him about the Israeli part, because if you look at the people who were in the Bush administration, like Richard Perle, Douglas Feith, Paul Wolfowitz, all these are Israel firsters, which means that they have the interest of Israel first before the American interest, and they wanted Israel to be a superpower there, and it could only be a superpower if we destroy their Arab neighbors, and Iraq was definitely one of Israel's enemy that needed to go. As far as the oil, we did have the oil. I don't agree with people who say that we went there for oil. On the contrary, we were paying a lot less for oil than what we are paying now. And we did have something in place to protect the oil. It's called the Carter Doctrine, which was instituted back in the late 70s, which basically it says that the oil in the Gulf area in the Middle East is an American national interest. And if anyone tries to affect that interest or take away that interest in any way, that we will use military power to remove that pressure, and which we did. And we had the military power to remove and confront and engage any power in the world, and no one in the world would have dared to go and touch our oil that mysteriously went underneath the Arab sand. Appreciate your call, Daniel.
Sure.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Chris in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Chris. Chris, you're up.
I'm Chris from Chicago.
From where?
From Chicago.
Okay, Chris from Chicago.
George Tenet, if I understand correctly, was director of the CIA, and yes, so was George Herbert Walker Bush.
Right.
Now, the CIA involvement in the Middle East goes way, way back, and I'd like to ask you, do you think that the CIA was involved with Saddam Hussein's attempted assassination of Abdul Karim Qasem?
Well, of course. I mean, Saddam Hussein was a CIA agent. They recruited him in Egypt, and while he was still a student. And, of course, the CIA was involved with Saddam from day one before he became president, while he was president, and through all the 8 years that he had war against Iran, you know, the eight-year Iraqi-Iran war. And they were with him all the time. Definitely they were involved in there. They knew everything about this man. They knew exactly what he had and what he was capable of. And they knew that he was not capable of harming us or even having weapons of mass destruction. And, you know, Iraq is not the only country that had weapons of mass destruction. You know, right now we see that Iran might be having weapons of mass destruction, and we are engaging them politically. North Korea, we are paying so much money just to bribe North Korea to have them forego their nuclear program. And the North Koreans, you know, finally they said, okay, you know, we want to feed our children. And we told them that, hey, look, we will provide everything for you as far as like energy, anything you want, just don't make the bomb. And so we could have done that if Saddam had. But Saddam did not. Saddam was barely trying to survive and barely trying to feed his people. He could not even feed his people. 500,000 Iraqi children, just children, died due to malnutrition. So, yes, they were there. The CIA knew exactly what Iraq was all about, which the main question is, you know, we need to forget about Iraq now. We need to say why. You see, because what really happened, it was not Iraq. Iraq was not the target. It was the United States the target. It was trap the United States so we can weaken this arrogant monster who, after the fall of the Soviet Union, became so strong and think that he is the world empire and no contenders out there. So everybody, even the Europeans, wanted the United States to be weakened, and we are. Now, we still have the firepower, but I can tell you it's going to be a long time before we send our soldiers into any country. And the whole world now, they don't respect us. They're not afraid of us. I mean, look at the what's going on now between Iran, Venezuela. You know, we are going to pay dearly for what we have done, not for what we have done in Iraq. But we will be paying dearly for the mistakes of going to war, because it's dragging us. It's going to be so huge. The impact on our economy and our future is going to be so huge. It's unbelievable.
I agree with everything you just said. And speaking of weakening countries, I think they weakened Iraq and Iran in preparation for both wars over the course of many, many years. And they provoked them to fight one another, just as they're provoking America to fight in the Middle East now. And we can expect that they will do to us what they have done to Iraq and what they're about to do to Iran. And the only way a weakened nation, which is a nuclear power, can fight a war it can't afford to fight is to use nuclear weapons, and that's what scares me most.
Well, I really don't believe, I could be wrong, but I do not believe we will ever see a nuclear bomb going off anywhere, because nuclear bombs are deterrents. That's what they are, because the Israelis have, according to Mordechai Vanunu, who was last year on my TV show, he said when he was there. Now, Mordechai Vanunu is the guy, he's an Israeli scientist that exposed the Israeli nuclear program, nuclear weapons program. And on my show, he did say that the Israelis had 200 nuclear bombs. And when I asked him, after 18 years in jail, how many bombs do you think they will have now? He said probably about 400 bombs. Last week, I had Joseph Cerencioni on the TV show, and we brought up the subject. And he said, well, they did a lot of research on it, and probably the 200 and the 400 is probably too much from the material that Israel supposedly have acquired. But of course, Israel had acquired material that was not recorded anywhere, because they did not sign the non-proliferation treaty, which requires every country to basically have open books and inspections. And Israel never had that. So he said, but from what they see, Israel has about 100 bombs. So if I take the lower number, Chris, that Israel has 100 bombs. You know, how many bombs do you think it will take to destroy the Middle East? You know what? 10 of those bombs will destroy every country in the Middle East. So Israel having 100 and Iran does not have any, and if they do have any, it's going to be at least 6 to 7 years before they have a weapons program. So even if they have one today, what are they going to do with it? Throw it? Throw it on who? Israel? Okay, so they're through this. That's if they have the delivery system. And with us having, the United States having 10,000 nuclear bombs, we are there in the area. We have sophisticated weapons that will shoot down any missile that will leave Iran. So if they try to shoot it at Israel or at one of the countries there, it's going to go down directly on them. But even if they succeeded and they hit an Israeli town and they killed, you know, a million people, what do you think is going to happen to Iran? It's going to be nothing but a big crater. It will be part of the Persian Gulf. That's what we will see in Iran.
Well, I think they're trying to set that up with the use of mini nukes and tactical nuclear weapons. I don't think Iran is even pursuing nuclear weapons. But I think that the U.S. is going to become so weakened that they'll be able to justify the use of mini nukes and tactical nuclear weapons, and they're already subverting the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and are probably sending those same weapons to Israel, which is a direct violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They're also developing new weapons, which is a direct violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and I suspect that that's where they're trying to make things head. They want to make a so-called preemptive or preventative strike against Iran utilizing tactical nuclear weapons.
Well, you know, we don't really need to go to nuclear weapons to weaken Iran. We can do it. We don't even have to send a single man to Iran. We have the power to bomb the heck out of Iran. Iran does not have a navy to speak of. They don't have an air force to speak of. They don't have they have military. They have guys. They have people. They have men in the army. And, you know, 1,000 men can be taken out with one strike. So the number in your army is no longer an asset and a strategy in military strategies. It is your firepower, and we have the firepower. We can do it in conventional power. We don't need to go into nuclear power, and I don't believe that the United States is ready. Now we have enough people in the United States waking up to the fact that it was a trap. We went there basically to be weakened, and we will come back weakened, and it's going to be hell for us from here on. But, you know, I don't really think, of course, you know, you said that we've been manufacturing illegal weapons. Well, of course, I mean, we've done that. We're the biggest country. We're the strongest country. Who's going to tell us no? Who's going to come into our installations and see what we are manufacturing? No one dares to do so. And if we want to tell the world to go to hell, you know, we tell them, go to hell. We told them when we went to the United Nations, when Colin Powell went to the United Nations and tried to sell the war against Iraq, he did not succeed. Even Mexico voted for against us. None of the countries out there except Israel and England supported us, but as far as like going to the war. But other than that, we could not even sell this to the world. But we went ahead, and because we could do it, you know, Clinton was asked about Monica Lewinsky and why did you do it, his answer was, because I could. And that's the mentality that we have. Because we could, we do. And that's a problem. But I don't think we're going to be throwing nukes at anyone. I think we can do it conventionally. But there are other ways of trying to find out and trying to square with Iran. Talk to the Iranians. And I think that's where we are headed. I think we see more and more, because right now we need the Iranians. We cannot attack Iran now before we pull our troops from Iraq. And I always maintain this, that we will never attack Iran, because that means the death sentence for everyone that we have in Iraq. And it's not just the 150 or 140,000 troops. We also have about 140,000, 150,000 of private contractors, and most of them are in the security business. So we have about 300,000 Americans in Iraq. That will be a death sentence on these people because Iran controls a huge part of the Iraqi militia there, especially the Sadr people. You see, the Shiites in Iran, they very much split in two, with their loyalty to the mullahs in Iran, and the other half basically not really knowing where to go. Sometimes they lean towards their Arab brothers who are Sunnis, and sometimes they very much just kind of remain by themselves. But what will happen, there is enough people who are loyal to Iran to very much it would be a death sentence for our troops there in Iraq. So I think we will not do anything as far as against Iran until we pull the troops out.
May I ask a quick question about Olmert after the break?
You hear the music? Because I don't hear the music.
Oh, I did briefly. So I'll ask it anyway.
Okay. Well, apparently, they were having, I'll tell you what, stay on. I'm not sure if we're coming to a break because I did not hear the music. I hear it now. We will be right back. Stay on.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
ladies and gentlemen.
You are listening to the National Intel Report, sitting in for John Stedmiller. I am Hisham Tilawi. Go ahead, Chris. You had a question about Olmert?
Yes. He's in political woes now that the Winograd Committee report has come out and strongly condemned his actions and the actions of his government during the Lebanon War. And they're organizing large protests against him. I think there was 150,000-strong protest against him. And it seems that they're not trying to set up Tzipi Livni as the next prime minister, but they're trying to set up Benjamin Netanyahu, who has been campaigning around the world strongly against Iran. And I'm wondering if you think this is a move by Likud and what will come of it.
Well, it is definitely – that's a great question. It is definitely – the people that you see out there in the streets, they're two different people. You have the Likud people who are out there, and also you have the anti-war people who are anti-Olmert and anti-Likud. And in my opinion, there is right now there is enough pressure on Olmert to resign, but Olmert resigning, Tzipi Livni will not be the next prime minister, it will be Netanyahu, which is bad. So I would rather keep, and I think that's where it's going to go. If the option is Netanyahu, I think you will see a lot of people being lenient on Olmert and have him finish his term, because the other option is bad. It's bad for everybody. It's bad for bad for the Democrats here, is bad for Israel, is bad for the Middle East. So I hope it will not happen, but you never know what goes on in Israel if Olmert decides that. So far, he's withstanding the pressure, and it doesn't help when Tzipi Livni is asking him to resign. But she also she came down a little bit. She's not as strong as she was a couple of days ago. But Olmert, I think he needs to stay in power because the alternative is not good for anyone.
Do you think if it goes to general elections that that Netanyahu would actually stand a chance? And do you think Avigdor Lieberman would be a part of his cabinet and things would really get scary?
Well, I hope not, because that will we will really, if that happens, then we're really looking at the worst years to come in the Middle East. I hope those two will not get up there. But we're coming to the end of the program, Chris. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tilawi.
Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, well, I mean, what's going on is in Israel. You know, Israel is probably the winner in this Iraqi war because we very much went there, destroyed the country, and we are doing a good job in dividing it in three pieces, which probably if this division goes on, it will be divided in four pieces. But, you know, from the yesterday, the conference yesterday in Sharm el-Sheikh was to very much try to get the Iraqis to talk about reconciliation amongst their fighting political and military factions. And unfortunately, that did not happen yesterday. They were mainly talking about what America needs to see there. Well, in the next hour, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Elaine Fleming. She wrote a book about Palestine, and we will be speaking with her about her experiences there in Palestine. We'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need fair schools and more. We must take America back. We must take America back.
With